The following program is paid for by Absolute Mortgage, a division of Pinnacle Capital Mortgage Corporation. Absolute Mortgage Company, NMLS number 81395, and Washington CL number 81395, is an equal opportunity housing lender. Tina Mitchell, MLO number 145420, is a licensed loan originator with Absolute Mortgage. Visit AbsoluteLoans.com or call 888-90-HOMES for cost information.
You're listening to The Money Hour with your host, Tina Mitchell. Sponsored by Absolute Mortgage, a division of Pinnacle Capital Mortgage Corporation. Now, in the studio, local mortgage and finance expert, Tina Mitchell.
Welcome to The Money Hour on 1150 AM KKNW, the Saturday, July 11th show. I am your host and mortgage expert, Tina Mitchell. I bring into studio each week the best of the best experts in our local market on everything regarding your money. I'm here to help you in today's economy. If you're hearing my show at a different time or day, you're listening to a rebroadcast. I'm here to answer any questions or connect you with the guest I have in studio. Please call the show at 1-855-400-1150. Again, it's 1-855-400-1150. 1150 or online at themoneyhour.com. Very exciting lineup for studio today. Kyle Schultz with 360 Credit Consulting. Taking the first step to repair your credit will make a huge impact on your financial history and your life. Also in studio, I have Mark Tillman and Kathy Oman with 3D4RE, 3D walkthroughs for real estate and 3D models for homes. Easy to share the immersive you are there experience. So very excited to talk with the two of them. Also in studio, last guest, I have Sherry Carciano with Centrix Real Estate. In today's real estate market, sellers have a little false sense of the process of getting top dollar for their home, thinking that they're going to get top dollar with any way that they present their home. The reality of it is you can always make more money. It's based on how you present and how you market your home. So it's important to work with an expert in that arena. And that's the conversation I'm going to be having with Sherry today. Great information and great guest in studio. For more information on any of the topics or any topics that you'd like to hear in future shows, please call into the show at 1-855-400-1150. Again, that's 1-855-400-1150 or online at themoneyhour.com. And like every other show, let's go ahead and start out today with a little money chat.
Money. Money.
Buying a home is cheaper than renting in two-thirds of all major counties. Payments on a mortgage used to purchase a three-bedroom home were more affordable than paying rent on a similar home in 66% of the counties recently analyzed by Realty Track. The company, which looked at data in the 285 U.S. counties, found that buying beat out renting in 188 of them. Now, Realty Track's buy or rent analysis compared the percentage of median household income in 285 U.S. counties that would be needed to pay the fair market rent on a three-bedroom property to the percent that would be needed to make monthly house payments, including mortgage, interest, and property taxes on a similar property. Now, across all 285 counties analyzed, the average percent of median household income needed to rent was 29.96%, while the average percent of median household income needed to buy was 29%. Now, 13 counties switched from being more affordable to rent in 2014 to the more buyer-friendly in 2015, and included in that, I won't go through the entire list, but I will mention that Seattle, some of the counties in Seattle located in Seattle were on that list. Now, there were 97 counties where renting is more affordable than buying, and among the top three where the income required to buy exceeded 50% were in California. Now, rounding out the top five were in the counties in which Seattle and Denver partially reside. Now, Realty Track also looked at properties that they call buy-to-rent purchases during the first 5 months of 2015. They found those properties are showing a slightly decreased return on investment than properties purchased during the same time period in 2014 in 169 of 285 counties analyzed. Now, more recently purchased homes have had a gross rental yield of 8.94% compared to 9.07% for the similar three-bedroom property bought a year earlier. Now, as home prices appreciation calms down and aligns more closely with trends in the real estate and the rental rates, the returns in the buy-to-rent market are stabilizing and becoming more predictable. May not be as lucrative as they were for investors purchased a few years ago and near the bottom of the market, but buying rental properties is still a brilliant strategy that allows investors to hedge their bets in the real estate market. Now, returns on the investment increased 41% in 116 of the counties as rental rates outpaced home price appreciation and buy-to-rent rentals increased from year over year, and King County being one of the counties on the list. So really just basically a great article talking about the possibility of getting into the rental market and how it's a great investment for those of you that are looking at a place to put some of your money. Coming up next in the Money Hour, your FICO score will determine the terms and interest rates that you pay on credit cards, car loan, mortgage loans, and even the cost of your car insurance. A lot of employers are now looking at your FICO score to make the decision on whether to hire you or not. Do you want to improve your credit, or have, if you have some challenging credit, some tips on how to improve that? Well, my next guest, Kyle Schultz with 360 Credit Consulting, is my credit expert right here at 1150 AM KKNW after the short break.
Are you frustrated with hiring a realtor to sell your home and all they do is take pictures with their cell phone, put the listing in the MLS, put a sign in the yard and a key box on the door and wait for it to sell? And they get all that commission? At Centrex Real Estate, they get paid based on how long your house is on the market. If Centrex Real Estate sells your home in the first month, you pay a 1% listing fee. If Centrex Real Estate sells your home in the second month, you pay a 2% listing fee. If Centrex Real Estate sells your home anytime after 2 months on the market, then you pay a 3% listing fee. Basically, the faster your home sells, the less you'll pay for the listing fee. Some restrictions and minimums do apply. Centrex Real Estate is a full-service real estate brokerage. They'll spend as much time with you that's needed to help you get your home ready for the market. Your home will be staged by an accredited stager. They'll assist you in lighting design. They'll have a professional photographer take photos of your home. And they will design a top-notch marketing campaign for you. To learn more about what Centrex Real Estate can do for you, you can contact them at 206-715-6886.
Hi, this is Sherry Carciano with Centrex Real Estate. You can contact me at 206-715-6886. Again, that's 206-715-6886.
The 1,200,000 women and men of Rotary have accomplished extraordinary things. They've taught millions of people to read, worked toward world peace, and have nearly eradicated a crippling childhood disease from the face of the planet. But each of those 1,200,000 women and men know they could accomplish so much more if only they were 1,200,001. Find out what an impact one person can make. Learn about Rotary at Rotary.org.
Would it be crazy if you just stopped everything, packed your bags and left for a week, a month, a year? What if you left for 2 years? Would people think you'd lost your mind? What if you were going far away to help in a village on the edge of the Gobi Desert? A village crowded with Buddhist temples, not skyscrapers. A place where there isn't a word for recluse, but 1,000 words for community. Would it be crazy to go 5,000 miles from home? To spend time with people the rest of the world only reads about? To build libraries and fill them with stories? Prepare a meal with food you helped grow? To teach children and learn a thing or two about yourself? Would that be crazy? Peace Corps. Life is calling. How far will you go? To find out more, call 1-800-424-8580 or visit peacecorps.gov.
This is the Money Hour with your host, Tina Mitchell, on Alternative Talk, AM 1150.
Now, back to the show with local mortgage and finance expert, Tina Mitchell.
Welcome back to the Money Hour with your host and mortgage expert, Tina Mitchell, right here on 1150 AM KKNW, the Saturday, July 11th show. Each week, I'm sharing expert advice and inside knowledge on how today's events in our local economy can affect your money. If you're listening or hearing my show at a different time or day, you are listening to a rebroadcast, but you can call into the show at 1-855-411-50. Again, that's 1-855-411-50 or online at themoneyhour.com to ask any questions or for me to connect you with the guests that I have in studio right now. And in studio, I'm going to be talking with Kyle Schultz with 360 Credit Consulting. With so many credit repair companies out there and the lack of sites willing to bring you the real story on credit repair, I have Kyle, that is my expert, to share everything regarding credit. And there's a lot that you can do, Kyle, with consumers to help them get their credit scores in a better position that can make a huge impact on the overall interest and cost that they're paying on anything that they're borrowing.
Absolutely.
Yeah. So it's always exciting to have Kyle here. Kyle is a FICO certified credit expert that has been helping people restore their financial freedom for years. So, Kyle, let's go ahead and start out with a credit score and sharing with my listeners what it's made of.
Well, there's a couple of different things that go into credit. There's a couple of sections that are all kind of co-dependent on one another, that you can do something really well in this section that, you know, should give you a lot of points over here, but it could unfortunately hurt you over here. For instance, one of the sections is payment history. It accounts for 35% of your score. In that section, it's basically looking at your history of payments on your homes, your autos, your student loans, credit cards, et cetera. But it's also the same section where every single negative account is found. So even though you could be doing something really well in that section, paying everything on time, if you have one collection that you didn't pay from 3-4 years ago, it can unfortunately drop your score in that section. So it could get a whole lot more complicated than that, basically.
It does get a lot more complicated, but we're kind of just covering some of the tips here today. And that's why you have a credit expert, because I, you know, hear people say all the time how, you know what, I can do that myself. And you really can't. I mean, you can, but not to the extent that you can with a professional and a professional company that really understands how the credit bureaus work and really some of the violations that are against you based on the Fair Credit Reporting Act. So what are three things that my listeners should focus on regarding credit, if we're just to break out three of them right here today?
By far, number one is making every single payment on time.
Okay,
if you miss
sense.
One payment, or if, God forbid, if you roll late for 30, 60, 90 days, it will be very detrimental to your score. So you want to make sure you're paying everything on time. And then your utilization of credit cards is probably the next most important. So if you have one of those credit cards, you really want to make sure that you're not maxing it out or going above the acceptable percentage of debt to limit ratio. The sweet spot on where you want to be is 25 to 30% on each one of your cards.
If you can definitely have it, not over 50.
Definitely not over 50. Yep. If you go over 50, that's where you're going to have a major point loss. But if you can get it back under 50, you'll get a lot of those points back. But lower the better. So if you can pay them down to 5% a month, do that. And then the third thing that I would say is probably most important is keeping an eye on what accounts you have open and that you're closing at any given time. So, you know, I have a lot of clients that have a account from, you know, 1976, an old, you know, JCPenney card. And they're like, I don't even shop there anymore. I'm going to close it. No, don't do that. You really want to keep a good eye on that, because it's another section that is worth a lot of points.
So. And that is such a huge, huge tip. And I want to just recap these because they're so important. Obviously, everybody knows to pay their bills on time. But I think sometimes people are like, you know what, I that was not my wrong. I shouldn't have to pay that. The bottom line, it's not hurting anybody except for yourself. So you want to make sure that you get over that pride part of it and just do what you need to do to make sure things don't come in late. And the ratio thing is a big thing. But I will say that that's one thing that you can actually fix. So the best thing with your mortgage consultant and why you want to work with a professional in the mortgage side is the rapid rescore ability to look at a credit report and go, you know what, here's exactly what I need you to do some temporary or to do a quick fix, not going to the credit repair process, but just a quick fix. And that's getting those percentages down. Now, what Kyle's talking about is your revolving credit card. And some people think it's per card, but it's the entire revolving amount of cards all together. Is that correct?
Yes, ma'am.
And so really just being able to minimize that. So if you pay your bills on your credit card, let's just say you have one credit card and you pay your bills every single month on it, that's great. But the problem is you don't know when that's going to actually be reporting. So you want to make sure you keep it under that sweet spot. And the last thing Kyle mentioned, which is so huge, because I can't tell you how many times that I've had people come in and have devastating credit scores because of the fact they closed accounts out. Now, unfortunately, unlike the use of your account, account. Once you've done this, you can't fix it. You can't go back and reestablish that, correct?
No, you cannot. Once you close that account, it's gone. A lot of people
You
got
to go to your parents and ask them to get on their old JCPenney's credit card,
exactly,
right?
Exactly, exactly. The unfortunate thing is once it's closed, it's gone. And they will also close accounts just for inactivity. So if you have a card that you haven't used in, usually it's over 12 months, they can close that account on their side.
I didn't realize that.
Yeah.
Wow. So that's a new tip for me. So you want to put some type of purchase on it for these older accounts.
Exactly. For instance, I have a Yamaha credit card that I used to buy my first motorcycle.
Okay.
And I will never have a Yamaha again, but it's my oldest account. And so once a year I go into that dealership and I buy, you know, a pair of gloves or something like that just to keep that account open and active. That way I can keep that history.
Yeah, great tip. So let's talk about credit score. Will you give my listeners the bracket and really kind of what you would range in a good credit score?
Well, the credit scores in each industry are different. There's a different range. In the mortgage industry, it ranges from 300 to 850. As far as what people will be, you know, talking about as having a good credit score, anything in the 600s or above is typically where you would want to be to get a mortgage. You correct me if I'm wrong, but like 640 is typically that sweet spot for getting a mortgage.
Yeah, there's options there at 580 with government, and there's some 620. But
that's why she's the mortgage expert.
You'll have some challenge a little bit addition to the interest rates, and not the best programs definitely when you're in that bracket. But
really, 720 is like the all-out bragging rights. If you have 720, then you're going to have the lowest interest rates on anything you can purchase in any industry. Anything above that is just, you know, the cherry on top. So
yeah. So
700
if you, exactly.
Is where you
sometimes
be.
People are like, well, I don't, I have an 850. It really doesn't matter. You're on the highest credit bracket, so you're, you're all good.
Yeah.
Now, how do credit cards impact your score?
Well, the first thing that you got to keep in mind with credit cards is you have to have one, folks. If you don't have a credit card, you're missing out on 30% of your possible points. Yep. And those are points that you need to get that mortgage or that car loan or, you know, be able to qualify for that job, like you said earlier. So you got to make sure you have one. If you don't have one, then you got to get one anyways, regardless of how, you know, good or bad your credit is. So a secured card would be a good route to go. The only thing that I'll say there is you want to make sure that you get a secured card that does report to all three bureaus. A lot of these smaller mom-pa, you know, banks and credit unions don't actually report because legally they don't have to, and it does cost them money.
Yes.
So just make sure that you ask those questions on whether or not they're reporting to the bureaus, and if so, are they reporting to all three or just one or two? Make sure you're doing that. And then one, like we already talked about, your balance to limit ratio, you really got to make sure that that's where it needs to be, 25 to 30%. And then you got to make sure that they're reporting accurately. So there's lots of instances where, you know, I'm looking at a credit report, I'm sure you've seen the same thing, where you'll see a limit of, you know, 1296 or 1407 or, you know, 851. Probably not. It's probably $1,000, $1,500, or $2,000. And for whatever reason, it's just reporting inaccurately.
Yes.
Somebody, you know, fudged the numbers somewhere. And so that can cause you to have a lower, you know, debt or a higher debt to limit ratio.
Yep.
And so you want to make sure that you get those limits reassessed.
And when you're talking about credit card having one, it's because there's a percentage that is based on the, what do they call that? The different types of credit that you have.
Exactly.
And isn't there a sweet ratio as well as far as how many revolving versus installment that you have, that's that 3-to-1 type thing, or
well,
I pretend like I'm a credit expert. I know I'm not, but I've what is that ratio?
It's that section specifically is called types of credit used. It accounts for 10% of your score. And what they're looking for in that section, or I guess not looking for, is that you have a home, car loan, and 20 credit cards. Instead, they want to see that you're more well-rounded. So the rule of thumb is that you have one revolving per installment. That's it. So if you have a house, you have a credit card. If you have a car, you have a credit card. That's it.
Got it.
And so, unfortunately, a lot of people in this country don't live by that. I mean, heck, I'm the credit guy, and I don't
live
by that.
So the 3-to-1 was wrong. Don't listen to me. Listen to Kyle. It's 1-to-1, not 3-to-1.
1-to-1. Yeah. And so you want to make sure that you just have a balance there.
Makes sense.
Yeah.
So let's just give an overview to my listeners on what credit repair is.
Credit repair is the process of taking a client with that less than perfect credit and rehabilitating them to be able to get them into that, you know, mortgage or car loan, or basically to help them achieve whatever goal they're trying to achieve. And there's lots of different ways you can go about doing that.
And I have clients that I send to your company all the time, Kyle, when I run into them. And I want you to explain a little bit about what you guys do differently from your clients than your typical credit repair company.
Well, the first thing that we do is really listen and take the time to understand that every client is different. I mean, they're all like snowflakes. There's no two clients that are the same, and every situation does matter, because that situation is how you're going to be able to figure out how to get them out of it. So,
yes.
Taking the time to listen is really important. We give a free consultation where we'll go go through the whole credit report with the client, make sure they understand everything that's on it, how they got in their situation, how they can get out of it, and how they can make sure it never happens again. And then if at that time it's a good fit on both parties' behalf, then we'll enroll you into the program where we'll teach and educate you, which is really important. There's no class in high school or college that teaches you how to have a good credit score. And so 65% of your score is based on that good credit. So we're going to show you what accounts you need to open, what accounts you need to close, redistribution of any debt that you might have to where it is the most favorable on the report that it can be. And so that's Avenue 1 is what I like to call it. And then Avenue 2 is where we work on your client's behalf with the credit bureaus to remove any and all derogatory information, such as those collections.
I think that's really key for a listener to understand. It's kind of like getting a speeding ticket when you were speeding, but you hired an attorney, and the attorney kind of looks at everything and makes sure that you were not, your rights were not violated. 70% of the time they are. And I think there's a statistic around there in your arena as well that somewhere around that 70%, there's some type of violation on the credit report. You may have made that late payment. That's not what it's about. What it's about is how it's getting reported on your credit report. Report, which is out of your right as a consumer. And that's where you guys come in and can have some magical effects on credit score. Now, I want to talk about timing, and I want to set you up as a listener. You need to do this right now. Find out what your credit score is, where you're at, and get some advice on what you need to do before you're thinking about buying a home, because it takes time to go through this process. And so the last thing you want to do is get excited and step ahead, get your credit lined up and get it in a position that you can be a homeowner. What is that typical time, Kyle?
On how long it takes from
start from finish?
We average internally at my firm roughly between 90 and 120 days. It is different depending on the companies that you go with. Uh-huh. I mean, obviously, we're all in it to make money, and so some people will choose to drag that process out a little bit longer than they need to, in my opinion. But any of the good companies would probably get you in and out within 90 to 120 days.
Yep, totally agree. Really quick, I got to take us to commercial. Kyle, I want you to break down the cost with it, because it's unbelievable how realistic it is to cost, especially working with you guys. Can you share that?
Yeah, absolutely. So the average cost for my services in this country right now is between $700 and $1,000 per person, which I don't know about you. I don't have that kind of money to throw away on credit repair. So my company and other companies that are also worth your time in business are charging roughly around, you know, an $89 to, you know, $100 enrollment fee, and then roughly, you know, $50-$60 a month, somewhere around there.
Unbelievable.
So if they're charging exorbitant upfront fees, run.
Run. Yep. And it's can huge impact that this is going to have on everything regarding your life. Unfortunately or fortune, however you want to look at it, your credit really is going to make or break your financial situation on everything that you do. Kyle, thank you so much for coming into studio. It's always a pleasure to sit across the table and talk with you. And I appreciate everything you do for my own personal mortgage clients as well. So thank you.
Thank you, Tina.
Coming up next in the Money Hour, how do you get top dollar for your house, create an interactive online 3D model of your home and other structures? Sounds pretty cool. Well, I've got Mark Tillman and Kathy Ullman with 3D4RE right here on 1150 AM KKNW after the short break.
Are you frustrated with hiring a realtor to sell your home and all they do is take pictures with their cell phone, put the listing in the MLS, put a sign in the yard and a key box on the door and wait for it to sell? And they get all that commission? At Centrex Real Estate, they get paid based on how long your house is on the market. If Centrex Real Estate sells your home in the first month, you pay a 1% listing fee. If Centrex Real Estate sells your home in the second month, you pay a 2% listing fee. If Centrex Real Estate sells your home anytime after 2 months on the market, then you pay a 3% listing fee. Basically, the faster your home sells, the less you'll pay for the listing fee. Some restrictions and minimums do apply. Centrex Real Estate is a full-service real estate brokerage. They'll spend as much time with you that's needed to help you get your home ready for the market. Your home will be staged by an accredited stager. They'll assist you in lighting design. They'll have a professional photographer take photos of your home. And they will design a top-notch marketing campaign for you. To learn more about what Centrex Real Estate can do for you, you can contact them at 206-715-6886.
Hi, this is Sherry Carciano with Centrex Real Estate. You can contact me at 206-715-6886. Again, that's 206-715-6886.
The thought of my sons growing up without me inspired me to quit smoking.
I talked to my doctors, and then I threw away all my cigarettes, ashtrays, and lighters.
I started exercising instead of smoking.
Getting support from friends online kept me on track.
Staying away from alcohol when I was first quitting was key.
Instead of smoking after I ate, I'd get up and take a walk.
I missed having a cigarette in my hand, so I'd hold a pen or a straw, anything.
Until I knew I wouldn't give in to temptation, I spent more time with my friends who didn't smoke.
I went to places that were smoke-free.
I didn't stay quit the very first time I tried.
I kept on trying, and I learned something each time.
Do whatever it takes.
No matter how many times it takes.
I quit.
I quit.
I quit.
We did it. So can you.
You can quit. For free help, call 1-800-QUIT-NOW. A message from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and CDC.
This is the Money Hour with your host, Tina Mitchell, on Alternative Talk, AM 1150. Now, back to the show with local mortgage and finance expert, Tina Mitchell.
Welcome to the Money Hour with your host and mortgage expert, Tina Mitchell, right here on 1150 AM KKNW, the Saturday, July 11th show. I'm dedicated to my listeners, providing you each with the tools
women and men of Rotary
have accomplished extraordinary
things.
Your money.
They've taught
millions
of people to read.
If you're hearing my show at a different time or day, you are listening to our rebroadcast.
And have nearly eradicated a crippling childhood disease from the face of the planet. But each of those 1,200,000 women and men know they could accomplish so much more. If only there were 1,200,000
and one.
Find out
right
what
now,
an impact one person can make.
With Mark
Learn about
Tillman
Rotary at Rotary.org.
Kathy Ullman with 3D4RE, based in Kirkland, Washington. 3D4RE offers a true 3D visual experience on all devices for homeowners. And I'm really excited to talk with you guys. It's something special that you're offering for roll tours and a service that they can provide to the sellers that they're doing listing their home. And first time I've had a chance to talk with you guys. So again, just really appreciate you being here. Thank you so much.
Well, thank you, Tina, for having us.
And a little background. Let's start out with Mark. Mark owned and operated a business for 20 years and has been in business and licensed real estate broker 10 years. Mark is 2012 Volunteer of the Year for Keith Aiton Housing?
Kith. Which is now Attain Housing.
Okay.
Out of Kirkland.
Perfect. And then in 2014, Everyday Hero for Kirkland Kiwans and Desert Storm Veterans. So that's just awesome to hear, Mark. Kathy is a local girl. Her first real job was a local camera repair shop, which started her appetite for photography. Professionally, she's been shooting for over close to 20 years, starting out working on the educational cruise ship. How fun would that be? From there, she shot many different venues, and for the last 10 years, her mainstay has been real estate photography. She uses her 35 millimeter digital camera with blended imagery approach, capturing bracketed shots of the same scene and then using software to create a final picture with 3D technology. She can capture and showcase a more complete visual of the property. And I have to say, I've gone online and looked at some of these in preparing for the show with you guys. And can you give your website to my listeners, please?
Yes, Tina, that would be 3D4RE.com. And that's the number 3, letter D, the number 4, RE.com.
Because we're on radio. I don't have a camera in here. Kind of a drag. You just get to listen to our voices, and it's really visual. You need to get on their site and take a look at the magic that they're doing. So, Mark, I want to go ahead and start out with you and ask you a few questions, and I'm going to move over to Kathy. 3D4RE. Who are you?
So, Tina, we are a small company based out of Kirkland, and we are providing a service to all the realtors and brokers here in the Northwest of creating and developing 3D models of their listings, of their homes mm-hmm. that they're selling on the market. We decided that why not bring this to everyone and get them the opportunity to have this latest and greatest technology in real estate in their hands.
Yes, and I can tell excited and passionate you are about it, and that's why you guys are so good at what you do. And again, if you're a seller out there, you think, well, gosh, it's a seller's market. I'm going to sell my property in a snap of a finger. You may sell your property in the snap of a finger, but the question would be, do you want to maximize your dollars? And maximizing your dollars is making your home look as visually as appealing as you can to get more offers in to bid those prices up. So what is a 3D model?
So, of course, being on a radio is hard to explain mm-hmm. a 3D model, but a lot of video gamers would understand what that is. But I took this from a company on the East Coast, and they termed it, if a photo is worth a thousand words to help tell a story, then a 3D model is worth a thousand photos.
Wow, I like that.
And so 3D tours are immersive, interactive tours that enable anyone to be anywhere at any time inside of a property.
Wow, how awesome is that?
And it's really almost like an online 24/7 open house.
Yeah.
I mean, people can view your house in detail, top to bottom, from their PC,
yeah,
from their phone.
From their phone. That's
from their iPad.
Awesome.
Anytime, any day, anywhere.
So, Mark, who in the heck developed this technology?
Well, it certainly wasn't 3D for RE.
Yeah. I was waiting for you to say that. We can't all do just like amazing stuff,
that's
right?
That's right. No, this technology comes from a company out of Northern California called Matterport.
Okay.
And they are led by some great innovators with experience in computer vision, sensor technology, 3D mesh generation, and cloud software.
Yeah,
that's
wow.
a mouthful.
That is a mouthful.
Yes.
Yeah.
And they are probably the leading company in the U.S. right yeah. now that is providing these 3D models.
Awesome. Well, you know, just thank goodness for all these creative people out there that bring up these tools that really help us to maximize what we would do in our career. Kathy, I want to move over to you and talk to you about your experience in the industry in the photography side.
All right. What would you like to know?
Well, so how long have you been doing this, and why are you so passionate about it, and what do you really bring to the company in your expertise?
Well, for photography itself, one thing I really love about houses is, besides how interesting they are and all the different kinds there are, they don't complain about their weight. They don't complain about what they look
Good
like
point.
On, you know, when you see the picture.
Uh-huh.
So that's one thing that I've really enjoyed about
in comparison
houses.
To other
yes,
things that other you
other kinds
yes.
of photography.
Uh-huh.
Exactly. The 3D has just been so much fun and so amazing. It's basically like a Google Street walkthrough. So
yeah.
people go to Google all the time and walk around houses or the street view. Mm-hmm. And so now you can go inside the home and take your time and look around, and you see everything. You
yeah.
can look up, down, spin around. You can do whatever you want. And the houses that I've been able to shoot have been fantastic.
Yeah.
Usually they're a little bit on the higher end side. And that's been great for me, too, because
sure.
that's not a world I normally live in. So I've really appreciated that.
Nice. And I like how Mark said it's an open house 24/7. I mean, how cool is that? So to do a typical shoot, a 3D model of a home, how much time does that take you to complete that?
It really depends on the size of the home. And it takes every 1,000 square feet is about 30 to 45 minutes.
Wow,
so
that's not doesn't seem bad at all.
It depends on the size. It depends on the layout.
Okay.
The layout, you know, if there's lots of stairs or if there's lots of furniture in, you have to get behind the furniture. Otherwise, it creates kind of a black spot. So you have to make sure that you've got captured as much as you can, as much information as you can, which
uh-huh.
means moving the camera every so many feet. And what it does is it builds kind of like a floor plan. And so you stay in line of sight and move
uh-huh.
the camera, and it keeps building that.
Got it. And so what about the inside and the exterior? You're doing both, Kathy?
No, we usually don't do the exterior.
Okay.
The light has a problem. It has a problem with the light. It's an infrared technology. So it can work a little bit on cloudy days. Evening shots or dusk shots, you can capture more, but
okay.
bright sunlit days, it doesn't work.
Got it. And I would think that, you know, the 3D experience would be, you know, most beneficial for somebody in the interior anyways. Now, how long did it take you to learn how to master that 3D camera?
Pretty much. I went in one day and was shown one afternoon, and then I was on my own. So it didn't
wow.
take too long, but I have had my share of mistakes, and I did join a user group, so
uh-huh.
I've learned a lot from other people's mistakes as well, and
yeah.
use that going forward.
Well, that's a key to recognize that is watching other people's mistakes and don't make them yourself. So besides wow. world tours, I know you guys have worked with a lot of real estate agents in maximizing profit for their sellers. Who else benefits from your service?
Well, there's a lot of hospitality. There's construction, you know, a lot of builders. If they have a model they'd like to showcase, that would be great. Retail, insurance, public venues. Some people have done theaters, behind the scenes at theaters. One of the things we would like to do for Halloween is actually try and create a little bit of a ghost house where you have a picture of somebody in one scene and then not in another. So we're looking for volunteers to let us use their house as a Halloween ghost town.
Talk to me. We'll talk about that. That would be fun. So, Mark, I want to go ahead and go back to you, and I've asked you, what's the difference between Matterport 3D model and the virtual tools that currently find on the real estate websites now?
So one of the most common virtual tours that most realtors are aware of is Tour Factory.
Okay.
And understanding that, you know, you take a series of photos, and those photos are stitched together to play side by side with some music in the background. So that's a typical Tour Factory. The Matterport 3D is allowing you to literally walk through the house step by step in each room. So you can imagine in an open house, a couple walks in the front door. Usually the first place they go is to the kitchen. And then they check out the kitchen. They go to other places in the house. Then they come back to the kitchen again. So imagine you're sitting at home on your PC viewing this home. You're able to go to the kitchen, come back, go back again.
So go back just upstairs, head downstairs. It's awesome.
So it just allows you to give you that immersive feeling.
Makes sense. So, Mark, your target market.
Well, right now, realtors are certainly our target market. You have high-end listings that may take a little longer to sell. So those would be an ideal 3D model data shoot for us. Also, for realtors who are thinking about capturing the overseas market, we have a lot of foreign buyers who are coming to this area, and to allow them to view the home before they even step foot
in this area. I would imagine that you actually could, and for me to say this, it's a pretty strong statement because I'm a real visual person, but you could probably actually just buy the house without coming in and seeing it with this technology. So, Mark, first time having you in studio, just not enough time with the two of you guys. I definitely need to have you back. But I want to go ahead and wrap up my my time with you by sharing with my listeners how to schedule, what's it cost for your services.
So one of the things that we pride ourselves on is making it easy for realtors to do business with us. And so you can easily go to our online site, 3d4re.com, and schedule and make an appointment that way. You can also just give me a call. My number is 425-260-6612. But we make it easy for you to schedule an appointment and get this data shoot taken care of.
And what's it cost, Mark?
The cost varies in sizes, sizes of the home. So for your average home, say 2,400 square feet up to about 3,200 square feet, you're looking at $400.
Really? How unbelievable reasonable is that? That's awesome. So if you're listening right now and you're selling in our local real estate market, the Money Hour is really about bringing experts in. The best of the best in the local market in all arenas, all areas when it comes to your money. And I'm telling you right now, if you're selling your home, make sure your real estate agent is contacting my guest here to maximize the profit that you're going to be able to get on that home. Thank you, Kathy, for coming in. Mark, thank you so much. I really appreciate it. Look forward to having you back in studio because I know that we've got another show booked for you here, hopefully in the near future. Correct?
Yes.
So excited to have you back, and thank you so much. What a special opportunity to have you guys here and share your service.
Thank you.
Thank you, Tina.
And coming up next on the Money Hour, even in today's market, you need to be strategic in how you market your home for sale. Why would you want to get top dollar? I don't know. I'd want to get top dollar. You've got to have great advice, the best advice to accomplish that. And that's why I've invited Sherry Carciano with Centrix Real Estate right here at 1150 AM KKNW after the short break.
Ranger Station, Ranger speaking.
Hi, I'd like to report a bear hug.
Okay.
Well, before I left my campsite, I was putting out my fire, and out of nowhere, Smokey Bear showed up and hugged me?
So you drowned the fire, you stirred it, drowned it again, and felt that it was cold?
Uh-huh.
Oh, yeah. He likes it when people correctly put out their campfires. He's pretty big on wildfire prevention. He's just letting you know you did good with a hug. He's a hugger.
I just got a bear hug from Smokey Bear. Status update!
All right, I'm going to let you go now. I've got a lot of ranger stuff to do. There are many ways to start a fire, but one sure way to put it out. Learn how you can do your part at SmokeyBear.com.
Only you can prevent wildfires.
Sponsored by the U.S. Forest Service, Ad Council, and your state forester.
Are you frustrated with hiring a realtor to sell your home and all they do is take pictures with their cell phone, put the listing in the MLS, put a sign in the yard and a key box on the door and wait for it to sell? And they get all that commission? At Centrex Real Estate, they get paid based on how long your house is on the market. If Centrex Real Estate sells your home in the first month, you pay a 1% listing fee. If Centrex Real Estate sells your home in the second month, you pay a 2% listing fee. If Centrex Real Estate sells your home anytime after 2 months on the market, then you pay a 3% listing fee. Basically, the faster your home sells, the less you'll pay for the listing fee. Some restrictions and minimums do apply. Centrex Real Estate is a full-service real estate brokerage. They'll spend as much time with you that's needed to help you get your home ready for the market. Your home will be staged by an accredited stager. They'll assist you in lighting design. They'll have a professional photographer take photos of your home. And they will design a top-notch marketing campaign for you. To learn more about what Centrex Real Estate can do for you, you can contact them at 206-715-6886.
Hi, this is Sherry Carciano with Centrex Real Estate. You can contact me at 206-715-6886. Again, that's 206-715-6886.
This is the story of Daniel, who was born 2 months early. He weighed 1 pound, 7 ounces. His lungs weren't ready. His heart wasn't ready. His brain wasn't ready. At the hospital, the nurses said Daniel was a fighter, and they would do all they could to help him. The doctor said even with the best care, Daniel may never walk. He may never see. He may never learn. Daniel's parents spent night after night at the hospital, watching his every breath, holding his tiny hands, and looking for signs that he was growing stronger. At home, his parents looked around Daniel's empty nursery, at the quiet toys and the still rocker, and they hoped that one day they could sit in that rocking chair and tell this story to their very healthy son. Daniel's is just one of the more than 500,000 stories of babies born prematurely last year. But there's hope for a happy ending. The March of Dimes is funding the research and programs to stop premature birth. You can help bring more babies home healthy. Learn how at marchofdimes.com. Working together for stronger, healthier babies.
This is the Money Hour with your host, Tina Mitchell, on Alternative Talk, AM 1150. Now, back to the show with local mortgage and finance expert, Tina Mitchell.
Welcome back to the Money Hour with your host, mortgage expert, Tina Mitchell, right here on 1150 AM KKNW, the Saturday, July 11th show. I've built a network of elite industry professionals, every week sharing their knowledge and expertise with you, my listeners. If you're hearing my show at a different time or a day, you are listening to a rebroadcast, you can call the show at 1-855-400-1150 or go online to themoneyhour.com. And if you missed any of the guests here in studio today or previous shows, go online to themoneyhour.com. All the podcasts are there. You can listen over and over to get the information because these are, again, the elite, the best of the best in the industry, and a lot of advice that they can share with you. And right now in studio, I'm going to be talking with Sherry Carciano with Centrix Real Estate. Listing your home for sale is an art. There are important things that you need to do to attract the buyers, and in resulting in the highest price, you want to attract multiple and as many buyers as you can. Sherry, first time I've had an opportunity to talk with you. I'm excited. I'm excited for the topic and in selling your property and really being able to maximize that. So thank you so much for coming into studio.
Thank you, Tina. I'm excited to be here.
And a little bit about Sherry. Sherry's been serving the King County real estate industry since 1986. She's been a realtor, commercial real estate underwriter, and residential loan officer. So she did a little bit of what I do in my full time, and has owned her real estate company since 2006. So you've owned your real estate company right before the meltdown that we
yes.
had. And this year she was chosen for the 5-star award for real estate brokers, and her passions are lighting, design, and staging. So again, Sherry, I'm excited for the conversation, and I want to just kind of start out with someone's decided to choose you to sell their home. Where do you start with them?
I always start with helping the seller prepare their property for sale. And we discuss the importance of street appeal,
mm-hmm.
and start with, you know, just looking at the bushes, the grass, making sure that driveway's cleaned up, just the simple things you would think of. Oftentimes, even mentioning to them that they might want to reseed the grass.
Okay.
Oftentimes, homes have a light dusting on the exteriors, and just pressure washing the home will make a huge difference in brightening up the appearance of the home. In addition, the garage doors and the front doors, they should look really, really crispy clean.
Yes.
And oftentimes, just painting those two items can make the biggest difference in the street appeal of the home.
You know, it's funny that you're talking and saying this right now, because it is the first impression, and it's the first impression before they get to the house. And Kyle, our credit expert, is looking at buying a home, and right now, he is looking at homes on his phone. Really, say he's been, right. You know, so it really is important, because that's where they're starting. They're starting on their phone device, and then they're going to decide whether they're actually going to make it out to the house.
Exactly.
And so if that first impression is not right on, they never make it out there. How devastating would that be?
Exactly.
So let's talk about some things that make, you know, a big difference.
Well, as we mentioned before, yeah, when you start with the street appeal, making sure that the garage doors are nicely mm-hmm. painted, that the front door has oftentimes been nicely painted. And the way our electronic key boxes works for us real estate brokers, it takes several minutes for those things to actually pop out the key.
Okay.
During that time frame, the buyers are standing on the front porch, the front deck,
yes.
and just kind of looking around. So the place should be completely clean of cobwebs and dirt and any kind of grungy stuff that ends up on people's front porches. And if the porch is large enough, it's really nice to have like a little table setting with some chairs,
sure.
maybe some fresh flowers sitting out there. That just gives a really warm and inviting appeal to that entryway.
And what a huge difference, because you're buying a home, we're talking about emotional. I mean, you're going to
exactly.
be raising your family, spending a lot of your time there. So you want to really connect to that emotional side of the potential buyer. So let's go ahead and talk about, we talked about the outside. Now we're going to be moving on into the inside. What are you looking for, Sherry, when you're advising your sellers on the inside of their home?
One of the very first things that I start with my sellers is tell them to get rid of their fluorescent lighting. Fluorescent okay. lighting can oftentimes take up to 10 minutes to actually reach its full brightness. And when brokers are taking their clients through a home, they're typically in a room for maybe 3 minutes at a time. And with the fluorescent lighting not being at its absolute brightest,
wow.
buyers might be given the impression that the house is dark.
Okay.
And dark to them also means uninviting
exactly.
and not homey.
Yes.
So again, first thing, get rid of all those fluorescent lights.
Okay.
And put in incandescent lights, or ideally LEDs, because they're very bright and they don't heat up the house. If you've got your house on the market in the summer,
yes.
they put out very, very little heat. And it can make a world of difference. In addition, oftentimes I will ask a seller to change out some of the lighting fixtures in the house.
Okay.
Can make a huge difference in how a house is presented. And if you're going to narrow it down to just a few fixtures, I would say the entry fixture.
Okay.
Change that out so it has a great wow factor. And the dining room is also another really big one. If you can have some really wow factor in those two rooms, again, it really, really makes the house feel homey and inviting.
And isn't it exciting that some of the biggest impact that you can see on the home is some of these little things that
yes.
you need to do, that we're not talking about thousands and thousands
no,
of
exactly.
dollars.
No, exactly.
And that's it. That is awesome. What about, you know, anything else on the interior that can have a huge and a big impact?
I tell the sellers, get some professionals and get the house clean, clean, mm-hmm. clean, like you can't even imagine. Things like vacuuming the baseboards make a huge difference.
Okay.
Lighting fixtures, anywhere that hands have touched, doorknobs, light switches, those places attract a lot of dirt that oftentimes the naked eye doesn't really pick up on it, but the subconscious eye does.
Okay.
And people go through the home, and it'll feel really, really clean, like a place they want to move into.
Yeah.
Or sometimes it can feel kind of grungy, and they're like, oh, I don't want to move into somebody else's grunge.
Exactly. It makes total sense. And so really getting that that big, major deep clean. What about staging? How are you advising and talking with your clients about staging, Sherry?
Staging is so critical because how a home is staged for sale and what the home looks like when you actually live in it are completely different.
Okay.
So what you need to think about is you've got a real estate broker, and typically two people, their clients, are walking through the house. Three people should be able to move very, very easily through the home, being able to walk up to doors and windows without stumbling over furniture or coffee tables or side tables. A lot of those things need to be moved out of the way. In addition, often it's not really practical for staging for you to have furniture in the middle of the room, which it might work when you're living in the home.
Huh.
But when you're staging a home, you want the floor space to look really, really big.
Makes sense.
And so typically you will have the large pieces of furniture pushed to the outer walls as much as possible.
So having those two couches or those chairs to where you're looking at each other is where you'd ultimately be after you move into the house.
Exactly.
But makes total sense.
Right. And moving coffee tables out of rooms. Again, you want that floor space to look really big.
Sometimes
makes sense. Taking away side tables.
Uh-huh.
There's a lot of little things that you can do to really change the look of the house.
Yeah, and maximizing space. Everybody
maximizing
going into
space.
A new home really wants to be able to imagine they've got a lot of space to work with. So, Sherry, what about professional photos and the importance of photography?
Well, I'm glad you lined up 3D 4RE before me because it is. No matter how great your house looks, if you do not have professional photos, who cares how great your house looks? I'm always surprised by the real estate brokers that go out there and get, they take photos with their cell phones. They don't turn on lights.
Uh-huh.
The house is not decluttered. I've walked into kitchens where there's just dishes all over the place, and real estate brokers have taken their cell phone out and just snapped pictures and thrown those in the multiple listing. It's horrifying.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, so professional staging to prepare your house for the professional photographers really, really brings in the traffic for the people who are looking to purchase the home. And really, really helps the seller get the top dollar.
Yeah. And again, we've, talked and kind of, working up to my time with you is, there's everybody knows there's a lack of inventory in our market and there's a massive amount of buyers, but it really is about getting top dollar. And if I have a seller that's listening right now, Sherry, to the show, what is the worst thing that they can do not to maximize the profit of their home?
Not prepare the home for sale.
Yeah.
I mean, it's really... It's that simple.
There you go. So just a breakdown of what Sherry's shared, it's maximizing how your home shows on the outside so you can actually get them to the home.
Right.
Maximizing how the home shows on the inside, and that staging, the professional photography, getting that deep cleaning. What do you do, Sherry, and how are you so successful with your sellers? A little bit different than what your traditional realtor would be doing out there on the market.
Again, my passion is staging and lighting design.
Okay.
And we can take a 50-year-old house, change out some of the lighting in the house, and just completely change the look of the home.
Uh-huh.
And sometimes it is just in some of the older homes, tearing up the carpet and exposing the hardwood floors. But I just can't emphasize enough, just really, really preparing the home for sale. This is probably when I spend the majority of my time with my sellers.
Yes.
Is getting it ready for sale. And throwing that fabulous first open house.
Uh-huh.
And so far, my listings have been selling within a week.
Wow.
And for over list price.
Yeah. So, Sherry, I want to switch a little bit off of the marketing side of it and the showing of your home and go to in the multiple offer scenario. When you're representing one of your sellers, and I know you represent sellers and buyers, but I'm focusing time with you today with your sellers.
Sure.
What is important when you're looking at offers and these multiple offers that you would give advice to sellers to really be looking for to separate those offers from good or bad outside of just price? Are there other things that you advise to be looking at within the contract and deciding which one to choose.
Absolutely. Pre-approvals, Tina, as you know, how yes. important those are.
Mm-hmm.
I would say from a buyer standpoint, don't even think of looking at houses and writing offers unless you've already been to a loan officer and have a pre-approval.
Okay.
Not pre-qualified, but pre-approval. Yes. And talk to a loan officer, the difference, because there is a huge difference.
There is.
Absolutely. So, yes, when I'm sitting down with my sellers, we want to see a pre-approval letter from an established mortgage company. And then we're also looking at the type of financing that buyers are getting. And a buyer, to be really competitive in this day and age, if they will offer up their credit scores along with their pre-approval letter, that can make also a huge difference.
That is a great tip. So when you're out there and you've got strong credit, why not go forward and go, look, this is what I'll have my mortgage consultant put right in my pre-approval letter, what my credit score is. So that is a great, I've never heard anyone say that before. Yeah. Sherry, makes total sense.
Down payment and credit scores. So yes, when real estate brokers are calling me, they know it's going to be a multiple listing or multiple offer listing. They're asking me what is the best thing they can do to make their offer look most attractive to my seller. And I said, if you can tell us the down payment and put the credit scores on that pre-approval letter, it makes a world of difference.
It makes a great, great advice. Sherry, I got to wrap up the show here, but in conclusion, what do you want the listener to take home?
Take your time and get the house ready to put on the market. Don't get over anxious and just want to throw it in the multiple listing just because we're in a hot seller's market. If you really, really want to get top dollar, take the time and get your house ready to put on the market.
Great advice. On top of that, Sherry, for my listeners, you got to have an expert. I got one in studio right here. Thank you, Sherry, so much for coming in. I really appreciate it. It was great having you. Look forward to having you come back.
Thank you, Tina. I've enjoyed it.
And that is my show. This is your mortgage expert and host, Tina Mitchell. I'm going to sign off for the day. Enjoy the rest of your weekend. I will be back here, same time, same place, right here on 1150 AM KKNW with some more awesome guests. Thanks again. Have a great one.
The preceding program is paid for by Absolute Mortgage, a division of Pinnacle Capital Mortgage Corporation. Absolute Mortgage Company, NMLS number 81395, and Washington CL number 81395, is an equal opportunity housing lender. Tina Mitchell, MLO number 145420, is a licensed loan originator with Absolute Mortgage. Visit absoluteloans.com or call 888-90-HOMES for cost information.